MMW KP2HXS. 4, MMW KP2HXS. KP2HXS.
Okay. Yesterday I saw a moving truck going down the interstate, pulled by Kenworth. But he had one of these great big old extended cab, sleeper cab units. Looked like a living room and a garage and everything else on it. Is that what you used to drive?
Oh, nothing that big. Nothing with a living lamp on it. No, no, no. Mine was a pretty much a stock 72-inch, what they used to call aero bunk. It was the 2002 version, so it was an integral bunk. It didn't have the little doorway that you got to, like, crouch down through.
Thought I'd ask. I've seen, it seems like a lot of those moving trucks now, they carry their whole crew in there?
No, no, they call that a living lab. I tell you, those are the West Coast trucks. Those guys go coast to coast because they have, you know, they take their house with them, as it were. And, you know, us East Coasters, you know, you got to keep the wheelbase short to get around the neighborhood.
They're probably more limited. I guess they don't make local deliveries. They just transfer it.
The rule of thumb was, with the company I worked for, if your truck I think mine was, I think my wheelbase was like 269 inches. And they had a limitation. I think anything over 272 inches, if you couldn't get in the neighborhood safely, you had to pay for the shuttle truck to bring everything in.
On you? Well, that wouldn't be good. I guess you'd learn to squeeze those things in some tight areas.
Well, I tell you what. the T600-style truck with that setback front axle was a nice truck. I can get almost anywhere with that thing. But some of them guys, I tell you, I don't know how the heck they do it.
The thing I know about driving around town is, and making a lot of dock deliveries, is you learn, I mean, I could back a trailer, but you learn, you don't think about it, but I've watched a lot of these over-the-road guys come in, and I don't think they've backed but three times in their life.
What I was taught in the very, very beginning was it's all in the setup. When you pull in, it's all how you set yourself up to back in. You know, I always try and back in on the driver's side, or what we used to say, the good side, not the blind side, if I could help it. You know, the nice thing was I could hit the little button on my mirrors and swing my mirrors out on the T600. I had them being peanut mirrors, and you can run them right out. But, no, I always tried to back on the good side.
We do the same thing, even in the package cars. Driver's side back is what they say, and back first. Always back first, but anyway, I just wondered. I heard you in there. I thought I'd throw that question your way.
Well, I hope I gave a correct answer or an answer you could understand. You know, with my my New York accent and everything. You know, I just wanted to make sure you were okay with that.
I'm on it. I think I'll get it figured out. And it's, you know, I'm a little slower being from down here, but. Well, actually not. Technically, I was born in Ohio. So what is it? Born in northern by birth, southern by the grace of God?
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one in a good long while. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Oh, God, I know that.
Well, mobile into your next visit?
Yeah, this is going to be a few hours. Got to change out a condenser and an upflow coil. This is one of the jobs that took a lightning strike a couple of weeks back, so I finally got approval to change everything out. So that's what Jimmy and I are doing today.
Oh, I have been fortunate with lightning strikes. Never had anything happen yet. Hopefully never will. Not that I know of, anyway. Had a couple things go out, but couldn't trace it back to a storm.
Oh no, this one was pretty evident. You can see the burn mark right down the side of the compressor, and the plug, the plug that plugs onto the compressor was melted, and you can see the burn mark. And the funny thing was, the insurance company originally turned it down. Oh, that's normal wear and tear. No, the unit's only 2 years old.
Required to try and see if they can get away with it.
Oh yeah, no, Dr. Aiken is he's a smart cookie. He's got the right people on his side.
Houston that came through, was it 2 nights ago? Something I noticed about the lightning, I haven't seen this in a while. I've seen a lot of lightning that goes, you know, cloud to ground, and I've seen, you know, being out driving around, I've seen it hit things on the ground. But it was quite a light show in the clouds, going horizontal. That was really pretty. I haven't seen a storm like that in a while where the lightning is all cloud to cloud.
Oh, yeah, we were coming back from Honey and Path that evening. I asked my wife to drive me down because I was just pretty much done for the day, and my customer was needing me, so we were coming back, I guess, around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, something like that, and yeah, we saw the lightning. We actually saw lightning hit one of the power, big high voltage towers.
Energy right there.
Yeah, right? I hear you.
Son-in-law at the beach this week too, and she filmed that same night. She filmed a storm down there, and the same thing. She got good shots of lightning going across the sky. It was pretty cool. I know it happened. I've seen ball lightning. I've seen it before, but it just seems like it's been a while since I've seen it where it's not coming down vertically.
I'll tell you what, Florida has a lot of air-to-ground lightning. You know, with all the moisture down there, it'll hit palm trees and everything. But yeah, oh yeah, no, it's pretty wild in Florida.
I'll let you go. I'm pulling in to drop this trailer. Hope you have a good day. Be careful out there. You know, you be your age, you've got to take it a little easier. So just watch out. Just my tip for the day. KB2HXS and 4ZLK.
Yeah, gotta make sure I get that pre-nap in for tonight. Yeah, it worked out perfect. I'm getting ready to pull into the complex here anyway, so. Shane, have a good day. N4ZLK, KB2HXS, 73.